Welcome to the Reseller Entrepreneur, the podcast for reseller hobbyists eager to turn reselling into a successful business. Learn from Mike and other reseller entrepreneurs as they share their experiences and tips on running an online business. Here's your host, Old Fashioned Mike.
Welcome to the show. So it's been, so remember we're doing this every other week. So today is the, 4th of November. I'm actually recording this on the 2nd, so that's why I had to think about it. But I hope I'm not a little bit late to the game. But as you can imagine, eBay just went through their seller update. And so I want to kind of cover that because if you haven't heard already, and if you haven't experienced it, it is hell. It is probably the worst update that has happened in a very long time. Now, I know other YouTubers and podcasters have talked about this, so, you know, I might give a little spin on it, but if you're not familiar with what happened, they decided to enter the, when I say they, eBay decided to enter in the item specifics for a lot of categories. And if you're a reseller of clothing, you already used to this. And so no big deal because it's already happened. And so, you know, you're okay. Probably maybe a few here and there, but, if you're a seller of collectibles, specifically ephemera or postcards or photographs or other things, you have noticed that they decided that you need to add item specifics, and they decided to also change the categories at the same time. So it has been a disaster. And interesting is I didn't notice the drop in sales. And this happened on October 12th, where they basically just rolled out these changes, and it started to wreak havoc. But I was on my way here, if you remember, so here in Florida from Massachusetts, and so I didn't really notice it. So good thing is that kind of a lot of the dust settled by the time I kind of noticed, you know, and my store was on vacation mode, and so, which worked very well, but my sales went way down, and I just attributed it to me for the long shipping times. And so it ended up not being the fact that I was on vacation. It ended up being the fact that they roll out this seller update. And it just, essentially I came back and there was 11,000 of my 19 or 20,000 listings. 11,000 of them required me to change the item specifics. And part of the problem was that the specifics, they were all over the map. They moved fields and, it was just a disaster. And the biggest thing actually, I did not have this problem. So other resellers have, but they were giving away for collectibles. They were giving away gallery photos for free. And what ended up happening is they ended up charging you. Now, fortunately that didn't hit me because frankly, I didn't notice they were free. So, so I kind of got lucky. My inattention to detail in this case worked in my favor. That usually doesn't happen, but sellers were hit with thousands of dollars in charges. So the gallery photos were like a dollar, and people thought they were free. And so people with maybe 10 and 15,000 listings, you know, got hit with massive amount of, charges for eBay. Now I'm sure they fixed that. I don't know. Cause frankly, I don't use gallery photos anyway. Certainly I'm not going to use them now if they charge for them, but, I wasn't using them, and so I didn't notice. But some people were hit with $20,000 and $30,000 bills, and that is massive. That really would, frankly, put me out of business. Probably put a lot of you out of business as well. Now, of course, I'm sure that eBay has reversed it. I haven't heard that they haven't reversed it, but I suspect they have. But check your bills just to make sure. Okay, so if you have any massive charges, all of a sudden you see massive charges in your store, then you know jump on that and call eBay and have them reverse them. And definitely you want to bulk edit those to change them to no longer have gallery photos. Now I don't know how to bulk edit that selection. You can bulk edit your item specifics, but in this case, gallery selection, I don't think you can. You know, I might be wrong on that one. Check it out yourself, but definitely give eBay a call and check your bills. But the big thing also is they've divided the postcards specifically into topographical and not topographical cards. So topographical in this case means topology, meaning, you know, a location, and non-topographical as everything else. And they've then scattered stuff all over the map about where to add your item specifics. So, and the specifics that you did have where they did go. Now they have said, in the media, I guess, and they have also said to me is that they're going to correct some of these errors, and supposedly they've already started that. I have not seen that. But it's been a disaster. Now, the fortunate thing is that, since they've done something, it has seemed to reverse and my sales are back up. But this leads me to the next topic, the main topic is that you need to go and one, go download all of your listings and then change those item specifics that you can, and then re-upload those. And if you don't know how to do that, there's tons of YouTube videos on how to do that. So you don't need to hear from me, but you basically download them into an Excel spreadsheet. You make all the corrections and you upload it as a CSV file, and then that it'll update that automatically, which is great. It's been a little bit quirky with me, but it generally works. So, and that's a way to do that in bulk. And number two, and this is something that actually the Auction Professor, if you're not familiar with his YouTube channel, you should check it out. He brought this up, so I'm crediting him for this discovery. But actually, I've done this before in the clothing space when I actually had a lot of clothing. Is that you want to refresh your listings? So you want to go in there and basically, end listings and sell similar, and that it'll import all your photos. It'll do everything it's supposed to do. And then you might make a few tweaks on some of your listings, but then push them out in bulks. And you can do this, 200 at a time, right? And you should do that with your old listings. Cause what ends up happening is some of the changes, from the seller update, this will reset that. And so it's really helpful. Now, before you do this, and something that he also talked about this, and so I'll talk about as well, is make sure that you have enough free listings to do that, because herein lies the problem. If you go over your limit inadvertently, what ends up happening is you're going to get charged for each one of those. And that's kind of a hassle. So you got to just make sure that you have enough listings available to you, that if you update 200, 1,000 or 10,000 or whatever, that you have enough in your hopper for free that you don't get charged. Cause what I don't want you to do is do a massive refresh and then just figure out that, I've got a problem. Now, what you can do is you can also call eBay to do that refresh for you. I know some people do that. I've done that. I did that in the past. But I found that when I did it, it's a true ending of one and then replacing it with the new one, even though it's all the same stuff. Now, it's going to get rid of the history of who looked at it, who your watchers and everything, but that's okay. Cause if you have a bunch of watchers and they haven't done anything yet with that listing, they're not going to. So, or likely they're not going to. People don't actually watch something and then 6 months later decide to buy it generally. But just anyway, do yourself a favor, make sure that you see how many free listings you have, so you don't push yourself over the limit inadvertently and then have a huge bill. So two things regarding your bill. One, check if you had paid for the gallery photos and call eBay and get that bill changed. Two, check to how many free listings you can have for the month and then end listings and sell similar. Now, also remember when you do that, you go back and delete those out of the, unsold and not relisted area of your seller hub. You got to do that too, because what you don't want to do is, trust me, when you sell similar, it's going to create a new listing, but you just want to make sure that you don't inadvertently create a second listing for the same thing later on when you do this multiple times. So you want to basically sell similar and then go back and then delete those old ones so that you don't mess up, right? Okay. So do that. And what's going to happen, and it's happened for me too, and actually he's talked to a bunch of people. When I say the Auction Professor has talked to a few of his friends, and this refresh seems to actually have boosted sales. And I will tell you, I've done it I'd say about 1,000 listings now. I'm still way behind on it. And I've seen a fairly large jump in the number of sales that I've made. Now, this is something I used to do when I was sold clothing too, and it does work. And actually, it's one of the things that I think I'm going to try, and I think actually it will work because it did work in clothing, is that if you do this on some old listings, maybe stuff that's been around for 6 months or maybe 3 months even, is just do that and see if it hits your sales. But I know right now it's been really pushing my sales up. I mean, I've done very, very well so far this month. It's only the second, well, right now as of recording, it's the second day of the month. It'd be 4 days out of the month when, by the time you hear this, but it's, my sales have jumped pretty dramatically since I've done this. And so try it. Okay. And just, but make sure that you have enough free listings to be able to do this. Now, if you're in the collectibles category, you get an extra 50,000 listings for free. So it's, you most likely be fine. If you have a basic store or maybe even some of the higher level stores, you got to make sure just have those. So don't do it if you don't have enough, because if you get a big bill, I'll feel bad. I don't want you to do it, right? So just make sure.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the constant stream of dire climate news? Turn that concern into action. Tune in to the Climate Confident podcast every Wednesday morning when I bring you good news and real solutions from the front lines of climate action. Whether you're in business, tech, or just passionate about sustainability, the Climate Confident podcast is your weekly dose of optimism and inspiration. Subscribe to Climate Confident on your favorite podcast platform and start your Wednesday with hope and actionable insights.
Okay, so what also has given me a little boost, I think, and this is what I have no evidence of this, but I'm pretty sure that's true, is that I've added information to the listing so that has a natural refresh associated with it. And so between that and doing the refresh, then my sales have been up so far since I've done that. Now, I did take a few days off at the end of last month. I decided to take a little bit of vacation for the weekend. Took a Thursday and Friday off as well. And so my delay in shipping normally would have a pretty dramatic effect. It did not this time. So I did pretty well. So I encourage you to do all what I've just said, right? Okay, next topic. I've gotten a lot of requests for the spreadsheet that I talked about last week or 2 weeks ago. Now, just a reminder, I was using QuickBooks and I found that QuickBooks was one, if you use the bookkeeper, one, very expensive, two, required a lot of detail that not only do you not need for your taxes. And now I'm not a tax professional, but I will say is that my accountant didn't use the information that I gave him. He used most of the information I gave him, but he didn't use all the things that, that were required for QuickBooks. And the spreadsheet is basically free, not basically free. It is free. So all you need to do is have a Google account so that I could send you, access to that spreadsheet, and so then you can copy it into your Google Drive, and then you can start using it. Now, I can do it in Excel too. So if you need Excel because you don't have a Google account, no problem. I'll convert it to Excel for you, and then send it to you. No problem. I have no problem with that. But a lot of people have asked for it, so I guess what I'm saying is I'm a little behind in sending those out. A lot of people are going through the website, and a little bit behind the curtain here, that website, I'm using Wix as a website builder, and they use a CRM, a customer relationship management software, behind the scenes that frankly isn't very good. And so you're better off just sending me an email for now. I'm going to actually change the website to a different platform pretty soon. So, send me an email to mike@oldfashionedmike.com, and I'll just send it to you that way. So now I do send it out from my personal account. Now, long story, not a very interesting long story either, so I won't go into the details, but it comes from my personal account when I send it to you, no problem. But just left FYI that if you ask for the spreadsheet, I send it to you and it comes from me and my real name, then no, it's okay. It's not spam and you're okay to open it. And I do mention who I am in the email too, so the spam filter should be okay. But a lot of people like this spreadsheet. It worked out. I had to alter it a little bit because it has some personal information. But for the most part, it's pretty easy to understand. And if you have troubles understanding it, no problem. Just send me an email and I'll try to explain it a little bit better. Okay. Another thing, another topic or a related topic actually is that if you are looking for supplies, and now I'm going to tell you, this is not an affiliate link. So I'm just going to tell you, I ran into a company that I save a ton of money on supplies, bagging supplies. So basically poly bags, sleeves for collectibles, things like that. And they sold for pennies for literally penny or two per sleeve, which is like maybe half, if not, about to half the price of what I was getting on Amazon. The company's name is Bags Unlimited. It's bagsunlimited.com. Go there. Again, not affiliate link. They don't know I'm saying this. I'm just telling you, though, part of the big thing is to control your expenses. And one of the big expense, of course, is supply. The more you sell, now, depending on if you send the supply with the actual item when you sell it, presumably if you have poly bags, you're mailing them in there. So the poly bags that you would normally spend a fortune on eBay, a little bit less of a fortune on Amazon, but this place is cheap. I mean, really cheap. So use them. Okay. Again, I get nothing out of it. I'm only doing it because I'm trying to help you control your expenses. And if you control your expenses, much, much easier to become a profitable business. Another topic. It seems like that this podcast has been a little bit successful, or maybe other podcasts and YouTube channels have been successful. And it's competition for buying bulk items on eBay is getting really stiff. I am not able to get nearly the volume of new inventory that I was getting for on eBay. And I think largely because a lot of us are out there saying how we source and, hey, listen, all power to you. Totally get it. eBay is probably one of the better sources to get additional inventory. And just to go back in time a little bit, what I do and what I've said that you should do is look for large purchases that you can make of bulk items on eBay from people who maybe are collectors, or even in the clothing space, you can do this well because I've done it. You buy people who are going out of business, and then you buy in bulk and then basically part it out. And so the money is in parting out things rather than going for the home run every single time, getting a single or double, 10 times, 20 times, 30 times a day is just as good. Certainly more work, but just as good as if you're going to make $1,000 a day, it doesn't really matter to me anyway, whether or not I sell 100 items or one item. Other than the shipping, of course, that's labor, but profit's profit in my book. It's the whole farming mentality that we push here. But long story short, competition is getting rough and finding those bulk items are getting a little bit more difficult. So I've moved to some other categories, still in the collectible space, still in the paper space, but different areas, cabinet cards, Victorian trade cards, photographs. Photographs have been kind of interesting. Old newspapers. I recently bought a big bulk lot of contracts, mortgage contracts, believe it or not, from like the UK and the US that are from the 1800s. I've gotten a lot of old maps, things like that. So I'm starting to move into different categories that are not quite as crowded. And actually, this is diversification, which is great, but overall not deviating from the strategic direction of collectibles as my marketplace, or as my market space, rather than being all over the map. It still lends itself to the same things we always talk about, cheap shipping, stuff that you can charge for shipping, relatively few sizes. So you're not constantly spending money on supplies you'll use once a year, easy storage, low acquisition costs, has all the benefits of the postcard area. And so, again, something to take a look at. I know I'm going to run into you guys there too. So that's okay. I have a secret weapon. A lot of people don't really do this, but, there is something called BidSlammer and other bidding tools that you can get that will go in and basically snipe auctions. They're still legal to use. And so, while they're legal to use on eBay, I'm going to continue using them. But ultimately, what you want to end up doing is finding other sources besides eBay, because eBay will dry up, or it goes ebbs and flows. Really, you're gonna get tons of inventory and then nothing, and then you'll get tons of inventory and then nothing. And I think we're in the nothing phase right now. because I'm seeing a lot of competition. I'm getting outbid for stuff and people are overpaying for things, which is good and bad. Good is because when it comes back on as relisted, they can't afford to sell it as cheap as they normally would because their buy cost is high. The bad thing, of course, is that it's reduction of possibilities of inventory. Now, I have so much inventory, I don't know why I'm buying at all. It's starting to get to the point where, my back stock, which would normally be called dead pile in the old clothing days, is probably more resemblance of a death pile than in the past. So one of the things I've also kind of looked at is seeing, you know, I listen to YouTubers and they talk about how they have 500,000 items they can't even list. And so I've been reaching out to them and seeing if they would be willing to sell directly. So the point is to be creative, be flexible, and buy well. Now, one of the things also I've been talking about in the past is giving yourself other outlets, other markets to sell, and having an automated way to sell so that you don't have to delist things. And we talked about a Shopify or a Wix store and using some sort of card to say, well, you know, next time go directly to my website. Now you could have that website just directly point back to eBay, but you want people to go to your items. So, you know, if you want to know how to do this, it's not something I can really talk about here because you have to see it. Or if you need help with it, please just reach out to me. Again, just give me an email at mike@oldfashionedmike.com and I will certainly help you if I can. I could do it for you too. If I do it for you, I'm going to charge you though, just FYI. But so it's easy though. You can do it yourself. You don't really need me to do it. But if you want to, you know, I have no affiliate link at all, so I'm not making any money off this, but you need to have another outlet. And I would say those are the two best options at this point. One's a little bit easier. And what I would suggest you do is you create kind of an environment where people can go not only to buy your items, but also find out about items. From not necessarily ones you carry sometimes, but just in general. So if you're a clothing seller, you can create a fashion blog on your website. And that what's good about that is that people can go there and read. And then what you can do is then link to some of the items you want to sell, or just, you know, if they're already on your site anyway, and they're reading about stuff, let's say fashion, then they would go to your site and then they could pop into your store. And that's great. I choose mine to point at eBay. Now it doesn't really point there. I use a extension that makes it so it's my site, but it's basically feeding off of the eBay listings and it's all connected. So if you sell it on your site, then you're selling on eBay and they just don't know. And I do this because, I don't want to have to worry about collecting sales tax. So I'd rather just, point it back to eBay, let them do it. Now, maybe that'll change in the future. But for now, that's what I do. It's easy to do. I can show you how to do it. I could talk to you to do it. I could even do it for you, but just, reach out. So just like always, this episode's been all over the place. But there's some takeaways here. So the takeaway is, of course, is to go into your eBay store and optimize it by doing a refresh, updating all your item specifics, whether they're required, of course you have to do it, or whether or not they're recommended, but do them all, do the refresh, and then give yourself other outlets to sell. So that's really kind of in a very, very high level nutshell about what today's show is about. So that is it. Thank you very much for joining me. And listen, go to the website and, listen to old episodes, reach out for me for anything, support our sponsors, which few I have. And the most important thing, get to reselling. Talk to you soon. Bye.
This episode has ended, but your journey towards turning your reselling hobby into a business doesn't have to. Head on over to oldfashionedmike.com for more information and tips on running a successful reselling business. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Until next time.